is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Donald Trump was sworn in Friday as the 45th U.S. president, and later in the day, he and his wife Melania attended a number of balls here in Washington where he spoke to those gathered.
We're not playing games. The work begins. I want to thank everybody. We love you. We're going to be working for you, and we're going to be producing results. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Trump is the first U.S. president who has never held elective office before, been appointed to a government position, or served in its military. Protesters disrupted President Trump's inauguration ceremony, smashing storefronts, burning vehicles, blocking security checkpoints, and leaving a trail of damage. Washington police say they arrested at least 217 people during the day. Muriel Bowser is Washington's mayor. She said there are circumstances in which the protesters could avoid breaking the law.
Follow the law, and they can exercise their First Amendment rights peaceably. That means they're not destroying property. That means they're not tearing up trash cans. That means they're not setting fires. That means they're not picking up bricks and throwing them at my officers or at each other.
There were anti-Trump demonstrations elsewhere in the U.S. and around the world on Friday, where one protest leader in Britain said the British people are standing against anti-racism, anti-misogyny, and Mr. Trump's vision. As for former President Barack Obama and his family, they left Washington for a vacation in California. Before leaving, he said, "This is just a transition of power." This is VOA News. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh says he has decided to relinquish power after hours of talks with regional leaders and the threat by regional military force to make him leave. Jammeh spoke early today on state television saying that, "I think it is not necessary that a single drop of blood be shed."
Since the beginning of this political impasse that our dear nation is going through, I promise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the entire nation that all the issues we currently face will be resolved peacefully.
Jammeh did not give details on any deal that was struck, and it is not clear whether Adama Barrow, who defeated Jammeh in last month's election, will return from neighboring Senegal to take power. After Barrow won December's election, Jammeh originally agreed to step down. However, he later changed his stance after citing what he called voting irregularities. A U.S. defense official told VOA an American airstrike has killed more than 100 al-Qaeda fighters at a military training camp in Syria. The order came from the outgoing President Barack Obama in the last major military attack against the terror group he ordered. The camp previously had been occupied by the militant group Jabhat Fatah al-Sham, formerly known as al-Nusra Front, before al-Qaeda started using it for basic military training. Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman has pleaded not guilty to charges of running a massive drug trafficking operation in North America and overseeing murders and kidnappings. He arrived in New York from Mexico following his surprise extradition and was arraigned in a 17-count indictment that carries a mandatory life prison term. Michael Schneider is Guzman's defense attorney.
I haven't seen any evidence that indicates to me that Mr. Guzman's done anything wrong. Most of you probably haven't seen any evidence like that either. We look forward to addressing these allegations in a courtroom under the rules of law. That will include whether Mr. Guzman was extradited appropriately to this district.
Guzman, accused of money laundering and drug trafficking, kidnapping, and murder in cities throughout the U.S., including Chicago, Miami, and New York. Italian rescue teams say 10 people, including two children, were found alive in a hotel buried by an avalanche nearly 2 days ago in the central part of the country. Workers dug through many hours through deep snow, debris in their search for 30 missing people, including four children who were staying at the luxury mountain resort. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another birthday party for one of the greats of jazz here on VOA's Jazz America. This is Russ Davis, your host, and on the 23rd of January, the master of the vibes and newly named NEA Jazz Master Gary Burton turns 74, and we're celebrating. The master of the vibes, Gary Burton, became an NEA Jazz Master last year, and we have much to celebrate as we enjoy his music and his comments. I've spoken to Gary a number of times over the years, and we'll share those conversations with you and, of course, lots of his wonderful music. One of the things you'll learn is that Gary Burton is from Anderson, Indiana, in the upper Midwestern part of the United States of America. Now, Indiana is not known as one of the great jazz centers, but maybe we should rethink that, because not only was Gary Burton born in Indiana, but so were some of the other most famous luminaries in music and jazz specifically. We're going to hear from Cole Porter, the great writer who was born in Peru, Indiana, but to begin things, the son of Indianapolis, Indiana, born there and passed away at the age of 45 in 1968. He's the master of the guitar, Wes Montgomery. And just imagine yourself back in 1968, the very year that Wes Montgomery passed away. He was at the peak of his powers. And imagine yourself driving in your car, listening to jazz radio, and hearing the title cut from his 1968 release, Road Song. And here it is to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You'd be so nice to come home to. You'd be so nice by the fire, while the birds on high sing a lullaby. You'd be all that I would desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above.
Piano and vocals, doing the Cole Porter classic, You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Cole Porter, another of the musical sons of the great state of Indiana, the home of Gary Burton. Cole Porter, by the way, died at the age of 73 in 1964. He was born in the 19th century, in 1891. Shirley Horn, that was from her album Live at the Four Queens in Las Vegas, a famous Four Queens hotel, and that was a live recording just recently discovered and released that was recorded in 1988. Now, it's time to learn a little bit more about our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, Gary Burton, and then we'll hear some of his wonderful music. You know, tonight we heard a lot of different colors in the palette of your music. We didn't hear what we would have heard with Larry Coryell and the distorted wildness of the late 60s, but we did hear
music that had a classical overtone, sort of the spatial aspect, like the ECM music, you know, the Scandinavian sort of music. We heard classic standards. We heard bebop, and we heard Latin. What was missing in all the things that you love musically? It pretty much was all there, wasn't
it? I, that's a good portion of the range that I cover. I also like tango music a lot. We don't have any tangos in the repertoire, but that might come along, you know, as we go down the road.
As I was walking over here through Washington Square, I heard, you know, as only you can hear in New York, a band, a great jazz band playing for free just out there with a hat down on the street. And there was a trumpet player. And he was playing lines that were just amazing from do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do- from the lowest of the low to the highest of the high in the octave. And it is such an incredibly versatile instrument, isn't it? Is that part of what made you originally choose to play this instrument?
Well, the credit goes to my parents, actually. I didn't choose the vibraphone.
Uh-oh.
I was 6 years old when I started because my parents wanted all three of us kids to take music lessons. And my older sister had already started taking piano lessons. So they looked around to see what the other options were. And there happened to be a lady in that town we were living in who gave lessons on the marimba and the vibraphone. So that's where I was taken, and that's what I started playing. And after two or three years, we moved far away to another part of the state, and that was the end of the lessons. But I just kept playing. I'd learned in that time how to read music, and I just kept buying sheet music from music stores and learning tunes, and finally discovered jazz when I got into my early teens, and then I got more serious about it. But the vibes of, you know, it was just sort of a happy coincidence that ends up being the instrument that really works for me. But there was no big moment where I said, that's what I want to play. By the time I was old enough to actually make that kind of a decision, I was already committed.
Gary's always seemed to have a terrific young guitarist in his band, and he has one now with Julian Lage. Here he is featured with Gary from one of their latest releases, Guided Tour, with the song Jackalope on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. That crowd you just heard applauding attended the 1968 Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, and they were applauding the performance by Bill Evans, the great pianist, and his trio of Eddie Gomez on bass and Jack DeJohnette on the drums with the classic Someday My Prince Will Come. And I wanted to play that for you because word has it that Bill Evans, the pianist, has influenced the Vibes style of Gary Burton, our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, and we'll continue our celebration of his 74th birthday on the 23rd of January in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address, jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from Srinivasan Sonofgindi Swama from Shimoga, India, who wrote me a very long message via Facebook, by the way. Some people have found me on Facebook. And he wrote to say there were some discrepancies with things online that made it difficult for him to listen at the correct time to Jazz America. And would I forward this information to my superiors in Washington, D.C.? Well, I certainly am happy to do that. We want to make sure that you listen to Jazz America whenever you like. And also, I'll let you know that you can listen online on my Moja Radio website, my own personal website for modern jazz, M-O for modern, J-A for jazz. That's mojaradio.com. I post each week's show
on the website, and you can just click on the VOA logo, and it'll take you to the page where you can hear the show anytime and see the listing of all the songs in the program. Now, as far as India is concerned, jazz has come from India, and Indian musicians, and certainly improvised music is very important there. And one of the most famous jazz vocalists and pianists around these days is Nora Jones, whose father just happens to be Ravi Shankar. Here's a cut from Nora Jones' latest release, a beautiful song that she'll sing for us now, entitled It's a Wonderful Time for Love, on VOA's Jazz America.
It's a wonderful time for love. It's a wonderful time for love. The sun shines down from above. It's a wonderful time for love. And you think you have all you've dreamed of, with all the gray blue skies just ain't enough. When the sun goes down, can we sleep safe and sound? A wonderful time for love, time for dealing a different game, the one where we don't have to place the blame. Such a beautiful time to rise and walk away from all the endless lies. I try to see the world through other eyes.
Now, I don't want to make too big of a deal the fact that our special guest on this edition of Jazz America, Gary Burton, hails from the upper Midwestern state of Indiana, but it gives me a chance to play some classic songs like the one you just heard. Back Home Again in Indiana, that famous song, interpretation in a 1984 recording by the legendary late great bass master Milt Hinton from the album The Judge's Decision. And this album is also called Milt Hinton and Another Generation of Swing, as he brought in four young 20-something musicians to work with him on this when he was 74 at the time. Milt Hinton lived to be almost 90 years old, so he knew how to swing and he knew how to teach young musicians to do the same. And this recording is just out. In fact, this 1984 recording was rediscovered, as many of these classic recordings have been rediscovered and reproduced for us to enjoy right now. Speaking of right now, it's time to learn a little bit more of the history of Gary Burton. Now, he was known, playing, of course, an acoustic instrument, to swing and learn those lessons of swing from many great players that he worked with over the years. But somewhere down the line, he electrified his sound by bringing in the likes of Keith Jarrett and guitarist Larry Coryell during what is known as the jazz fusion era. We'll hear a taste of that after we talk to Gary about this transition in jazz on VOA's Jazz America.
My inspiration for this was my years that I had just put in playing with Stan Getz. Stan had a phenomenal success playing Brazilian music. And I sensed this trend toward music starting to interrelate, starting to become eclectic. And I asked myself, well, if I were going to break out of the jazz traditions and add other influences, what would I pick? And being as I was 23 or whatever years old at the time, I figured what I was interested in was the new pop music of the day. And I really loved the idea of just borrowing from anything that was attractive to us. So I was wanting to do this, but didn't have the right group in mind yet. And I had taken my first booking as a leader of my own group as a trio, and told the club that if it might be a quartet if I could think of who else I wanted to bring. And about 2 weeks before the gig, I was at a rehearsal studio here in New York and met Larry Coryell at a session. And I heard him, you know, he had come to town as a jazz musician but started playing rock gigs to make a living when he first got here. So he was this kind of bizarre blend of a rock guitarist and a jazz guitarist. And I said, this is it. Now I can hear it. What I want to do. So I talked him into coming along for this first week, and that ended up being a regular thing. And it sort of just had a mind of its own once we got it going.
That's a song entitled June 15th, 1967. Maybe that was the actual day that that was recorded, by the way, from the album Lofty Fake Anagram, with Larry Coryell adding a rock edge on guitar to that piece. That is the work in the jazz fusion era from the late 60s. One of the pioneers of jazz fusion, Gary Burton. You heard him mention he was inspired to move into the fusion era after his work with Stan Getz. Well, here's a taste of his work with Stan Getz, a gentle piece entitled I've Grown Accustomed to Your Face. Stan Getz on saxophone with Herbie Hancock on piano, Elvin Jones on the drums, Ron Carter on the bass, and on the vibes, Gary Burton on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you. Hi, this is Pat Metheny. You're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis here on the Voice of America.
Syndrome. It's the Gary Burton Pat Metheny Quartet recorded live. More of our celebration of the 74th birthday of Gary Burton next hour.